Proclamation number 3212 of 4th of August, 1944. Spiritual wealth. Activity in the afterlife. By using spiritual strength, the human being can create wealth on earth which will bring him supreme happiness in eternity, for through this spiritual wealth he is able to be redemptively active in the kingdom of the beyond for his own happiness. He is himself a bearer of strength and light and can therefore also distribute what he already possesses in abundance, and his love can be active. This is a blissful state which is completely independent of earthly activity, thus it does not require any material creations but only spiritual wealth. A truthful knowledge which he can now impart spiritually to the ignorant souls in the spiritual kingdom and also to people on earth. The human being should gather these treasures on earth. He should try to penetrate truthful spiritual knowledge, and therefore he should practice love, because spiritual knowledge can only be attained by way of love, and thus love is the only path to beatitude. In the beyond, the spiritual being's activity only consists of working in love, of distributing spiritual gifts, and therefore the being first has to possess these gifts before it can work in love. Now the greater a soul's spiritual wealth is at its demise, the more blissful it will now be, for an extensive field of activity is at its disposal, and it can bring infinite blessings to souls which are without knowledge and therefore also without strength and which therefore are in a state of hardship which they can only remedy when the spiritual treasures are at their disposal. And thus a soul of light can constantly alleviate hardship by giving away from its wealth. Yet it constantly receives new wealth, for its activity of love is rewarded again by God through the supply of ever new strength of love. Wisdom and bliss. The soul can constantly receive this strength and constantly distribute it. And it will be exceedingly happy in teaching the ignorant. The spiritual hardship on earth is caused by the fact that too little love is practiced and therefore the pure truth is not recognized, the spiritual treasures are not striven for and therefore no one wants to be active in distributing these treasures in order to remedy the spiritual hardship. He who possesses nothing himself can also give nothing. But what people offer each other is not spiritual goods but pretense, as well as they are, not, earthly goods. It is spiritual knowledge which does not correspond to the truth, which is therefore spread by God's adversary in the world in order to mislead people. Spiritual possessions which are meant to make people happy must be unconditional truth. Only truth is spiritual wealth. And only pure truth can cause bliss upon entry into the spiritual kingdom. Only truth carries the soul into spheres of light and otherworldly activity in love presupposes the possession of truth. And therefore the human being on earth should only strive for pure truth and make himself worthy of it through unselfish activity of love. Then he will be able to collect spiritual treasures on earth which will make him a blissful being as soon as he departs from earth and can enter the kingdom of light. Amen.